So let's talk about planning.
Yeah, so the planning was, I think, pretty straightforward. We just, so we had like three different activities, and for two of them, there wasn't really much to like book. Like we just had to just do some basic research, and the other one we had to book online. And yeah, so it was, I think, pretty straightforward. We were able to do that pretty
well. Any challenges? Like, how many people are in the group?
There are five of us.
Five of you.
Yeah.
They're, like, while planning, there was never a moment that you disagree on something, or you...
Well, I mean, I think some of us wanted to do a more kind of creative activities that were not maybe so, like, risky. like some of us wanted to do, I guess, water-based activities or... yeah, but I think... We just kind of disagreed on how to kind of allocate that time a bit, because some like members didn't really like want to go in the water or do these other activities. But in the end, we were able to kind of strike a good balance, I think.
What did you do over the part of the week?
So we went to the Goodman Glass Studio for we did like just mosaic art, and then also we did like the pottery thing, and then also we did like coast to coast walks at like ECP. And then we ended up kind of renting like a family bike for part of the way.
I was walking.
Yeah. So we did like the walking, and then after that we just like did that for fun. And then Gardens by the Bay, we just kind of like walked around and we looked at that. The next day.
Yeah, that sounds like a quite a creative / chill.
It was fun, yeah.
It was fun.
It was
yes.
Chill, yeah.
So what would you say, like, if you get to plan the trip again, any changes that you would make?
I mean, I think the Gardens by the Bay one was perhaps a little bit it had less of a point to it, I think. I mean, that one could have been, I'm not 100% sure what we could have done, but like we could have made it more intentional, because I think that one was a bit more leisurely, if you will. But the other ones, I think, were well thought out in terms of like learning outcomes.
What would you say the biggest takeaway from the project week, apart from it was fun?
Yeah, I think I realized how much I kind of enjoyed like collaborating with others and these kind of things, like and also these kind of creative activities. I didn't like, obviously I enjoy like writing as a creative pursuit, but like I'm not big on art or anything, so I think just engaging in an activity I don't really do that much was a pretty rewarding experience, because it was just something new, and it, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Okay.